You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Mario Andrews sneaks up on a couple unloading their car, hops in the driver's seat, and takes off. The couple screams for him to stop. Their newborn in the back seat. Daddy gets a lead on the thief by tracking purchases made on the couple's credit cards left in the car. He spots Andrews at a nearby mall, tackles him, and holds him till cops arrive.
Nancy, the couple who own a food truck that serves coffee were setting up for the morning when Andrews jumped in their car. The father pleaded with Andrews to let him retrieve their month-old baby from the back seat, but Andrews took off.
The baby found unhurt in the back seat of the car. Andrews now charged with kidnap, carjack, and endangerment. Sean Rivera, 28, drugs his mom, Carol Clark, putting fentanyl in her iced tea, then drives her nearly 30 miles to a building in Pittsburgh where he drags her into a storage shed, wraps her in a tarp, and shoots mommy 5 times. Rivera's brother calls cops when he can't find his mother. Cops track Clark's phone to the shed where they discover her body.
Rivera's brother expressed concern for their mother because she was not answering the text messages he sent to wish her a happy 72nd birthday. Rivera later told him she had quickly become sick and died in the hospital, but the brother became suspicious when he could not find any record of Clark being admitted. A search of Rivera's home led to the discovery of 2 guns and receipts for padlocks.
Rivera arrested on kidnap and murder of his own mother. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
An Eastern Missouri man has been sentenced to life in prison without parole for the stabbing deaths of 2 women and a 7-year-old boy 9 years ago. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
Prosecutors in Warren County sought the death penalty for 32-year-old Sean Kavanaugh, but Judge Rebecca Navarro-McKelvey sentenced him to 4 consecutive life terms. Navarro-McKelvey said Kavanaugh's decision to call 911, his confession, and evidence of mental disorders led her to the lesser sentence. Kavanaugh and his then-wife, Jessica Powell, had planned to be together for Valentine's Day in 2014, but she backed out. Kavanaugh tracked Powell down to a friend's trailer home where he stabbed Powell, 22-year-old Tara Lynn Pfeiffer, and 29-year-old Lexi Vandiver, along with Vandiver's 7-year-old son Mason and her 18-month-old daughter.
Powell and Vandiver's daughter survived. Now to New Mexico, where advocates for prisoners' rights have filed a civil rights lawsuit against state corrections officers who allegedly ignored requirements that they videotape a prison cell encounter with an inmate who says he was sexually abused, beaten, and taunted with words that evoke the 2020 death of George Floyd at the hands of police. The New Mexico Prison and Jail Project filed the lawsuit seeking damages in U.S. District Court on behalf of a black inmate against 5 state corrections department officers in an April 2021 confrontation at the Northeast New Mexico Correctional Facility in Clayton. The advocacy group reconstructed events from the testimony of the plaintiff and other inmate witnesses, along with unredacted portions of an internal investigation by the Correction Department's Office of Professional Conduct. Disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein has returned to the New York prison system after spending nearly 2 years in California, where he was tried and convicted of raping an Italian actor and model. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Weinstein, whose December 2022 conviction in Los Angeles followed his February 2020 New York conviction on rape and sexual assault charges, will be housed at the Mohawk Correctional Facility in Rome, New York. Prior to being extradited to California in 2021, Weinstein was serving his New York sentence at the Wend Correctional Facility near Buffalo. A spokesperson for the State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision said that the department chose to transfer Weinstein to the medium security Mohawk facility in central New York after reviewing his treatment and program needs. Weinstein, who co-founded the entertainment company Miramax with his brother Bob, was one of the movie industry's most powerful executives until multiple women went public with accusations of rape, assault, and sexual harassment against him starting in 2017.
Weinstein's accusers included well-known actors like Annabelle Ashora and Ashley Judd. The sexual abuse trial of a Dances with Wolves actor charged in Nevada with abusing indigenous women and girls for more than a decade is now on hold indefinitely. 46-year-old Nathan Chasinghorse was originally set to stand trial May 1st. He's charged with 18 felonies, including sexual assault of a minor, kidnapping, lewdness, and child abuse. Shortly after a grand jury in Las Vegas indicted him in February, Chasinghorse invoked his right to a trial within 60 days. But on Wednesday, his public defender, Christy Holston, asked to put a pause on proceedings while they asked the Nevada Supreme Court to toss his indictment. Clark County District Judge Carly Kearney said she would set a new trial date if the High Court upholds her recent decision denying Chasinghorse's request to dismiss the case. Chasinghorse and his attorneys argued that two women identified as his victims wanted to have sex with him.
Detroit cops have to call for backup to catch a runner. The suspect? A miniature pony galloping through the streets. The pony, scared of officers, surrounded with patrol cars before he's lassoed with a dog leash. The mounted division brings a horse trailer to transport the victim/defendant pony to a nearby rescue. Cops looking for the pony's owner. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.